We are going to play a game. And the game is, who do you trust? And so I have two guests I want to call down. Okay? We're going to call Billy, where he is, and we're going to call Dave. They have some very important information to tell you. Who are you going to trust? Okay, now, here's the idea. I've hidden some, well, first I should probably ask, do any of you like candy? You do. You don't like candy? Great, okay. I have candy hidden in this church somewhere. And these two gentlemen are going to tell you where it is. But you have to decide which one you're going to follow, because they're not going to give you the right or the same directions. Okay? So, we'll have Billy tell you where the where to find the candy. You got to listen to him.
The candy is in the box next to the piano bench.
Okay? Then we're going to ask Dave. He's going to tell you where to find it.
Candy is behind the palm tree.
Yeah. Okay. Which one are you going to follow? Billy? Nobody wants to follow him? Unanimous. They're all going to follow Billy. All right. I need one of you to follow his directions and see if he's telling you the truth. He may not be telling you the truth, but go ahead and follow his directions. Do you remember what the directions were? Okay, go find it. Maybe. I guess they'll all go find it, huh? Girls pay attention, don't they? Yeah. Well, look at there. You found the candy. What kind do you have? Snickers. Anybody like Snickers?
Yes.
You do? I suppose you want one. You do? All right. Why, let me ask you this first. Why did you trust Billy and not Dave?
Because I
can see. Oh, but you didn't know if it was underneath the cloth that was there, though. Is there any other reason you trusted Billy and not Dave? No other reason? Do you know Dave or Billy better than Dave?
Yeah, because I've been to his house a lot.
Okay, so he's more familiar, right? So you probably say, when you go back, would you give one to our helper back there in the corner? Okay. And would you give one to that other? You're eating your candy already. That's going to melt. You can give that other one to that other fella that told you the wrong directions. Would you do that for me? Not now, but when we're done. Okay, so the Bible story is what? I'll tell you about somebody who had to trust. Abraham and Sarah. Have you ever heard of Abraham and Sarah? Abraham and Sarah. Why don't you put that down there? It's going to melt, and you're going to get it all over your clothes. I'm going to get in trouble because I gave it to you. Okay, we'll just set it right there like that. Okay. Okay, Abraham and Sarah. God said, Abraham and Sarah, you're going to have a child, and that child is going to have many, many, many descendants. Only there was a problem. Do you know what the problem was?
What?
Abraham and Sarah were close to 100 years old. You don't have kids when you're 100 years old, and for good reason. But God says, yes, you will. You will have a child. And so God came. Now, when I tell you this story, I'm going to put my hand up to my ear. And when I do that at certain times, I want you to say with an expression of surprise, say what? Can you do that? On one, two, three, say it. One, two, three.
What?
This is great. No, it's called say what? All of you. Okay, she did better than you. She at least said the word. Okay, one, two, three.
Say what?
Say what? Okay, anyways, God came to Abraham. And he said, at 100 years old, you're going to have a child. This is working really good. Forget it. All right. Now we just have you guys say it. Okay, say right. Say what? Okay, hold on. Listen, I'm not done talking. I know, I talk a lot. So anyways, it came about that Sarah had a baby when she was 99 years old.
Say what?
All right, say follow their lead. Thank you. And lo and behold, the little boy grew up, Isaac, and God told Abraham, I want you to take Abraham, and I want you to go off to a distant place and make a sacrifice.
Say what?
Very good. You're getting the hang of it. So they got up one morning, and they went to Mount Moriah. And they got there, and well, on their way, Isaac said, Dad, we have the fire, we've got the wood, but where's the lamb?
Say what?
He said, God will provide. And so they went to Moriah, they got there, and Abraham built an altar.
Say what?
Okay. And so as Abraham put Isaac on the altar for the sacrifice, God stopped him, and God said, don't touch him, and provided a ram nearby stuck in the bushes. God provided, didn't he? Because he told them the truth, and Abraham followed the truth. You were told two different things, but you followed the truth, and you got rewarded. You got a snicker, okay? It's something we need to remember. God will always tell you the truth, and his Bible is nothing but truth, and we need to learn to listen and follow him in all that we do, okay? Because when we don't follow the truth, we get into trouble. All right. So the Bible is God's truth, right? And we need to do what? Listen. Okay, very good. So listen, take the extra snicker to that man over there, and I don't care what you do with yours because you're out of my control.